Okay, Commissioner Ivey, you're ready to go.
Okay, sounds great. We'll go ahead and get our meeting. Appreciate your participation, whether in person or electronically. I think for today's work session, we'll probably go ahead and forego the prayer and pledge, if that's okay with everybody, and just move into our agenda items. I do have regular agenda item number one, that the presenters asked that be stricken to a different time, and that will be re-added to the system. And so we'll be able to go ahead and move straight into regular agenda item number two, which is a discussion of the Utah County Capital Improvement Program. So we'll go ahead and turn the time over now to the presenters to update us on where we're at with that capital improvement program.
It's on, but it's not green. Can you hear me, commissioners?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, I can hear you.
This is Richard Nelson, Public Works Director, also a member of the Capital Projects Committee. I have also with us Patrick Waro and Rudy Livingston here. I'll answer the easy questions. They can answer the hard questions. This is the third week that we've brought this before you for our Capital Projects Committee on the plan that's being presented this year. Really, the only thing that we've added this week is the roads project list that we're proposing for next year that would be out of the fourth quarter cent money. Just a couple of the bigger items on here so you can kind of know what that is. South Fork Road up in Provo Canyon, going off Provo Canyon. We look at doing a cold in place recycling on that and redoing that road up past South Fork Park. That's about $550,000. We have $900,000 in for overlaying and patching on various roads. Woodland Hills Drive, a portion of that. 11200 South. Hobble Creek Canyon, a portion of that road. 2650 West and 650 West that are both out in the Palmyra area. Those are all included in that $900,000 project there that would be coming forward. We do have some money that was actually in the 2020 fourth quarter cent list for Salem Parkway for the road project that's happening there. We're anticipating that getting into construction next year and likely needing about $1 million of additional funds beyond what the MAG money is available on it for right-of-way purchases because of the cost that right-of-way is looking at right now. We have included also 8,000 North, which is the Wasatch Wing and Clay project that we've discussed with some of you out in the Eagle Mountain area. That would be a project that would pave a portion of 8,000 North out to Wasatch Wing and Clay. We would need to work in conjunction with Eagle Mountain City so that their portion of the road is either paved as part of the same project and we do an interlocal agreement with them, or they do a companion project that would correspond with ours. We can discuss that with them as we get closer to it. Also on the fourth quarter cent list is about $300,000 for Jordan River Trail to mill and repave a section of that. The trail maintenance is an allowable use for that fourth quarter cent. So we are going to look at trying to take care of a section out in the Lehigh area that has some asphalt problems and very large cracks in it. And then we've also got about $750,000 in there for chip seals on a road that would equate to about 44 miles of road that we would be chip sealing in different areas around the county. Do you have any questions that are related to that fourth quarter cent detail?
Yes, I've got questions on it. When it comes to the road projects and so forth, I'm looking for an overall plan. You know, we purchased that program so that we could know and identify our roads all the way across the county, all the way through, and you know, and have a plan in place. with where we're at on a fail level and where we're at in the way of starting that direction. And so I would like to see how these projects fold into that master plan and identified with all the roads that we maintain in the county, so that we have a feel for where we're at when it comes to that. So I'd like to have more conversation with you, especially when it comes to roads. And then the other one is on that trail with the Jordan River Commission. You know, we were told over and over, you know, from the Jordan River Trail or down there, that there would probably be plenty of grant opportunities to look at for some maintenance items that are there as well. And so I'd like to look into that too.
We'd be happy to look at any grant opportunities that would be along the Jordan River Trail. I haven't been made aware of any that we could apply for, so we'd gladly look at any of those. As far as the Asset Works program, we were moving along very well with that in the spring. With COVID coming along, it actually kind of put a stop to that, because the company that is working on that and getting it set up for us with Asset Works, they are unable to travel and unable to come and complete the process for us. So we're trying to do everything we can remotely with them, but we're kind of at the point that we need to have them on site, and we're hoping to have them be able to travel and come and complete that for us here in the next couple of months. But at the present time, we don't have that operational yet. We can give you what we've got out of our RAMS program and Eucharist that we've used for a number of years, to give you some additional information there that kind of shows you the rationale behind these different road projects. So.
Okay. Well, I'd like to have that conversation, because I've been anticipating that, you know, in one form or another for years now. And I would like to, you know, make sure that we have a plan in place that goes in a direction that makes sense to us all the way around. And we're putting money in areas that, you know, is the best benefit for us as we move forward in a good organized way. And I'm sure you want the same thing. It's just that I haven't seen that. And I want to have that conversation.
And there's certainly been a lot of that go into this preparation of this list. We can just give you the finer details of it that doesn't show up on a short spreadsheet. So I think other than that, Rudy or Patrick, anything you'd like to add for where we're at?
So this is Rudy Livingston, budget manager. I wanted to just take a minute to kind of go over where we are and where we've been. And, you know, I joined this process here after it already begun. And I think we've made a lot of progress in where we want to be, but we're certainly not at that final point yet. But we are working to put together a product that will provide the information that the commissioners need to make decisions, and also for the public to see and understand, so that they can, you know, have their input in this process where it's needed as well. So over the last few weeks, we've gone through and we've refined the schedule quite a bit and cleaned it up. I think that next week we are anticipating having a more final product. However, as Richard pointed out to me earlier today, this is a living document that there will be things that come up that we haven't specifically identified thus far. He's been meeting with different departments, and we've been getting different requests and identifying different needs. And as that goes forward, we'll have to work with this and incorporate it. And my plan is that this will not cease. The work that we're doing won't cease in a couple of weeks, but that this will be something that will be moving forward throughout the remainder of the year and throughout getting ready for the next year as well. So it's an ongoing process. We have, on the schedule that I sent out last night, I have gone through and I've moved things around quite a bit, because on the first part of the schedule, we have what our actual capital expenditures are anticipated to be by year. Some of those, in the prior one, we had some other pieces in there, which is an important part of the CIP plan. And that is the ongoing funding requirements to build up enough reserves in there so that when we come around to these projects next time, that we will have sufficient funds in there to take care of these projects. If, the other piece that we will have in there is a portion of what the impact is on the operating budgets for the different departments. And that can be a significant piece of the puzzle here. I always talk about that little doggy that we get and we have to feed him and take him to the vet and wash him and all those kind of things. Anytime we have a project, we have all of those other things that go with it. And so what we have to look at is, okay, what is going to be the ongoing impact to a department? For instance, we may receive a new piece of equipment that was donated to us from somewhere, but we're still going to have the mechanics look it over and work on it. We are going to have to do repairs on it. We're going to have to pay for the fuel to run the thing, all those kind of things. And so we're trying to capture all of that so that when we make decisions on capital projects, that we can look at the entire cost picture, even though some of it is going to be outside of the capital improvement fund. But that's what we're working on. Is it going to be a perfect product right now? No. It's a lot better than what we had before, but we are going to continue to modify this and improve it so that we can capture things, such as instead of having just 1 year of roads projects in here, that we will actually project those out for several years. And in this process, I think one of the important things that the commission would like to see, if I'm understanding it correctly, is the pavement condition index. That we have that information, but it needs to be broadcast so we know and we can say, well, these are the ones that are at, you know, 50 versus 70 or whatever, and make decisions based upon those. But also, if we do this in a projecting it out and having a long-term plan, it will allow us to make adjustments on the fly. For instance, we may have a street that is in bad shape and we want to work on that. But next to it is a little stub piece, a cul-de-sac or something that maybe isn't ready quite yet for the extensive repairs that we're doing, but we might, because of the economies of doing it all at once, do that at that point in time. And if we have the information out there in these schedules, it enables us to do those kind of things. So I don't have anything more to report on this right now, but I'd be certainly happy to answer any questions from the commissioners.
So I had a question for you, Rudy. I was looking at these building projects request forms, and you know, in some of them over a 1 year period of time don't necessarily meet that threshold of $100,000, but you know, over multiple years of time they might, because we put them in there. So I was kind of wondering, Is that the basis that we're working off of? If that they are needed over multiple years that add up more than $100,000, that we put them in as a request for capital improvement?
Yeah, that's one of the refinements that I think we're looking at. Some of it's pretty easy. We may have a construction project and we're going to have $75,000 of engineering in this year, but as part of an overall project that where we're going to have in a couple of different phases over the coming years, it certainly puts it well over that $100,000 threshold. But then you look at things like our new budget software, for instance, that is going to cost us about $30,000 a year for maintenance fees, about $100,000 for implementation, roughly. And so you could say, well, that's, you know, the total of that's over $100,000. And I would say, yes, but that's not really capital. And I don't think that annual maintenance fees should come into play here as saying that it's capital. An example of this on our schedule that exists right now is the HR Workday software. That's $290,000 a year, but that's not really a capital item, in my opinion. I think that's more of an operating item in the department. So as we go forward, we're going to be flushing some of this stuff out and making some adjustments to get this to be truly reflect what the capital needs are going to be. The other thing too is we may, you know, sometimes we may have a system of assets that we're installing. For instance, we may be going through and putting a whole system of stoplights throughout the county, and the total of that may come up to over $100,000. And in that case, if we're considering the whole system that we could put that in the CIP plan, whereas individual items we wouldn't, because it's part of an overall total plan for doing these things. Does that answer that question for you?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And so I guess in looking at it, we have to look at a short-term basis and then a long-term look. So on a short-term basis for, you know, approving a capital improvement plan, you know, for fiscal year for 2021, we'll need to look at all the projects, because as I see it now, you know, the forms come in and they have all kinds of requests, and they're placed in different years that are out there, which can move. They could move up, they could move down, they could move off, you know, depending on what goes on, you know, before them. But ultimately, we're going to have to get to a point to where we're looking at the 2021 plan and say, you know, and vote on it and say these are in the, you know, in the budget for that 2021, you know, projected plan. And then the rest of them, we'll have to maneuver back and forth and see what happens. Am I seeing that at some point in time, we're going to have to vote on our capital improvement plan, you know, for 2021, and then, you know, work from there.
Yeah, that's correct. And our intent is actually to bring that to you next week. And so that's our plan, what we're looking at. We will continue to refine this, though. You'll notice that I sent over several asset worksheets, but that's probably represents about a third of the projects that we've actually identified with our discussions with various departments and things. And so we're going to be working on that to get people to put together those worksheets, because that will give us additional information. Ultimately, I would anticipate that our final product report that we would have, you know, that we'd publish for the public would have a lot of different information on it, including what, you know, each listing on each individual item that we're putting on there, and why it's needed, and what it will do, and how it will benefit the community. We may also want to put information in there where, you know, with maps and showing exactly where it's going to be and the impact that it will have on certain areas within the county. So it's a process that I know where I think we want to be with this process, and I've been there with other cities that I've been with. But I also know that we're actually, you know, we're having to make some incremental changes this year, and it's not the perfect product, but it's going to be a heck of a lot better what we've had, and we're on track to make it better every single year. And that's kind of, we have an overall plan, and we're moving forward towards that plan.
Yep. Okay.
That sounds great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
If there are no further items, right? Questions, are there any further questions or comments that we have today?
That's what I was just going to ask. If you guys had anything else you wanted to add, or Commissioner, you had any additional questions in general?
The committee, we're good with this as it is right now, but certainly we'll be happy with anything else that you have.
Okay. Sounds great. Hearing no additional questions or comments on this item, looks like that will bring us to the end of our agenda. Are there any general public comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a final motion.
A motion to adjourn.
I will suspend the rules and second that motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And we stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.